performance management you can listen to. This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Don Campbell, Chief Technology Officer.
I'm Stefan Ju, Technical Architect.
I'm Jennifer Rosenberg, Lead for Product Experience.
And I'm Megan Haynes, New Media Engineer.
So we're always using our products and trying to deal with the fact that they want us to interact in a certain way and trying to get us to understand how to use the features of the products, etc. The interfaces of these products are an important deal in their usability, in the fact that that we can get their message across. So is there a difference between the user interface and its usability? Can you separate those two, and how important are they?
In my mind, the interface is a little bit closer to the technology. So we can talk about things like Ajax and multi-touch and so on. Whereas usability is really a more human-facing metric, right? How usable is this actual experience, which is made up of a combination of technologies put together in a way to complete a specific task?
Yeah, and whether or not you're satisfied as a user by walking through and using, using a product or using a device or something, what your level of satisfaction is, whether the overall experience is pleasant, whether you can actually satisfy the needs of doing your task or whatever it is you'd like to do or like to achieve by using.
Is it fair to say that a singular interface can work for all kinds of tasks, for all kinds of users with all kinds of experience levels? Or are we really migrating towards a place where the interface changes based on who we are and what we want to accomplish?
Yeah, context is so important. Yeah, what you're trying to do, what your end goal is, who you are, what sort of skill set and experience you bring to the table when you go to perform your task, those are all things that we're finding really make or break how usable an interface really is. It's becoming increasingly important. We have all this great technology in many products, and some of them are really sophisticated and super powerful, but it's of no use to anyone if you can't access that technology, if you can't make it give you the right answer, if you can't tell when it's giving you the wrong answer.
Yep.
So with that in mind, I think usability really is something that we are looking more at in that context-specific manner.
Yeah, and we have, we've done studies and around researching personas and the types of people that use products and the level of capabilities that they would need, to have present for them in an application or in a product, and what are the types of things users would expect to be met with in the product, and the types of reports or however we want to consume the information can vary greatly.
Yeah, that's a good point. And the importance of that has really evolved in the last few years, right? I mean, we're raising a generation of people that grew up with the ease of use of Web 2.0, have a certain expectation on things like graphics and visual design. They grew up with Hollywood graphics.
Yeah.
They've seen movies like Minority Report. And then
then there's us.
Then there's us guys and girls who maybe spent a little bit more time earlier on with computers, and maybe we were trained that computer interfaces were a little bit trickier because it was always more about what was capable on the CPU and the hardware that we had at the time. But now, that is a shrinking population, right? So more and more of the younger generation are moving in, these digital natives who much more familiar and have higher expectations in terms of usability.
Yeah, I mean, obviously performance is one of their top priorities because it's instant gratification. They want data, they want information served up quickly to them. But also observing when we test digital natives, it's very interesting how they do use products because they definitely test the limits to the product, and they're more vocal than perhaps I would be if I was testing. Whereas I may say, "Oh, it's not the product, it's me." They'll say, "No, it's the product, and this is really how you should do it. This is how I would like to interact with it, and throw a video in here. And if I could just do these three steps, I'd be happy." They're very intriguing to watch because they're definitely far more vocal than what we've seen in the past, and they help us shape the direction.
So Megan, as a digital native,
what
can the experience of the browser really give you enough flash and sizzle and excitement and make a difference in the usability of a product? Or is it too limiting? Do we have to follow standards? And that's the real value of having all our applications delivered through a browser environment. What do you think?
Well, there's always a certain advantage to following standards. And as we keep going on, and as more digital natives come into the working world, it's going to kind of be assumed that data is easy to move around, and it's, you know, we're not used to all these proprietary locks and formats. So I think that that kind of goes in hand with the delivery over and through the browser, in that if we can see it in the browser, it's pretty much like, you know, we can export it. It's our data. It's our stuff. So that's a bit different from the previous generation of computer users, I mm-hmm. think.
Is the next big trend for usability going to be in the hardware side? You know, we went through a time where we were limited to 8-bit graphics or even no graphics if we go back far enough. And we've got to the point now where I think the graphics adapters are fast enough and we can do 3-dimensional stuff and we can, you know, we can share video and we can do all of that. So is there a breakthrough yet to be had in usability from a hardware side, or is it now all in the software?
It's certainly an enabler, right? Mm-hmm. I don't believe we've fully tapped into all the possibilities of 3D and multi-touch and some of the graphical computation that we have. Look at all the projects like, you know, Bump Desktop and some of the more sensory feedback mechanisms that people are exploring and all the things that we started with the iPhone. And that's really raised the bar in what we expect from even cell phone devices and now other mobile devices like tablets as well. So there's almost a back-and-forth relationship, I think, between hardware and software. There's some hardware innovation, then there's software that's required to take advantage of it. And there's always a bit of a runway there. Even look at things, now this might be a more liberal definition of hardware, but look at more infrastructural things like wireless, you know, constantly being connected, having netbooks that now have 8 to 10 hours of battery life, right. So you don't have to be around a power socket all the time. Does that mm-hmm. change the way you use your computer and use your applications? You bet.
Yeah, it does.
Right? And that affects the usability and affects the workloads that we'd be looking at. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think there's still lots of room for innovation that we can do there.
And even new hardware controllers, right. As opposed to the traditional, you know, mouse kind of input. You know, look mm-hmm. look at what Guitar Hero has done, and those kinds of interfaces.
I would love to use a guitar to control my workflow.
It would make meetings funner.
So I think it's clear that we want to expand our user community. We want more people to get access to the data that we provide and use the tools and use them in an effective way. And the interfaces are definitely an avenue to get more people excited about what we produce and get more people to take advantage of the technology that we provide. They'll continue to be an area of concentration for R&D teams and certainly be something that's on the list for people to look at when they're purchasing technology. So thanks very much, folks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye. Bye.
Think big, start small with IBM Cognos Express, the breakthrough BI and planning solution purpose-built for mid-sized companies. Get integrated reporting, planning, and analysis. It's easy to install at a price you can afford. Find out more with demos, videos, and even a free 30-day download at ibm.com/cognos.
Performance management you can listen to. This is BI Radio.